Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. One of today's greatest challenges is protecting the country from terrorists and the instruments of terror, while at the same time fostering the country's economic security through lawful travel and trade. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection operates at the nexus of national security and American economic security. In meeting this challenge, CBP has unique needs and requires a focused procurement and acquisition strategy. With us this morning to discuss his efforts in making this happen is our special guest, John Ely, Executive Director of Procurement at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. John, welcome to our show. It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Also joining our conversation is Sally Thomas, Associate Partner in IBM's Public Sector Consulting Practice. Sally, good to have you as always.
Good morning, Al, and good to see you again, John.
John, let's start by providing our listeners some context around your organization. Can you tell us a bit about the mission and the history of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, otherwise known as CBP?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. I think that the best way that I can articulate that is just to read the CBP mission statement, because it's very well crafted, and I believe it says everything that that CBP needs to say in a statement. The mission statement goes like this: "We are the guardians of our nation's borders. We are America's front line. We safeguard the homeland at and beyond our borders. We protect the American public against terrorists and the instruments of terror. We steadfastly enforce the laws of the United States while fostering our nation's economic security through lawful international trade and travel. We serve the American public with vigilance, integrity, and professionalism." A little bit of history about Customs and Border Protection. I'm going to keep it very brief. The customs component of CBP was created in 1789. It is extremely old organization. The U.S. Border Patrol was created originally under the Department of Labor back in 1924, and then INS, the Immigration and Naturalization Service, was created in 1933, and Customs, Border Patrol, and some components of INS were pulled together in 2003 when CBP was created as a component of the Department of Homeland Security.
So, John, obviously a very, very powerful mission and a very broad mission. Can you put a finer point on the scale of operations over at CBP? Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about, you mentioned border protection. How many miles of border are covered? How many ports of entry might exist? And how many people and items pass in and out of these borders?
I've got some statistics and some information that I find fascinating. I look at this information quite regularly because it amazes me when I see the mission that CBP undertakes every day. And I've got some statistics. We protect 1,900 miles of border with Mexico. We protect 5,000 miles of border with Canada. We have 327 official entry ports, and we have 144 CBP Border Patrol stations. In terms of what we process daily, and this is a daily set of numbers, 1.09 million passengers and pedestrians daily. We process 70,451 truck, rail, and sea containers. We execute 2,895 apprehensions between the ports for illegal entry, and 73 arrests of criminals at ports of entry. Our seizures, 7,621 pounds of narcotics, and seizures of 4,125 agricultural items and 435 pests at ports of entry. And again, those are daily figures.
That's certainly a heck of a day.
Sure is.
So, John, with this description of the agency and its incredible responsibilities, perhaps you could tell our listeners a little bit more about the specific mission and scope of your office. I'm curious to hear what the size of your budget is and how many employees work in your organization to support the agency.
First of all, I'm absolutely thrilled to be part of this organization and the important mission that they have been entrusted with. And I feel that our acquisition procurement organization is truly a big part of bringing success to that mission. We are in the acquisition business, and that is our job. We acquire the products and services to continuously improve and support the operations of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I have about 177 employees. They're located all over the country. I have people strewn along the southern border, co-located with Border Patrol stations. I have people on the northern border. I have a fairly large office in Indianapolis, Indiana, and a large office in the Washington, D.C. area. Our annual spend is approximately $3.3 billion, and that's the money that comes through my procurement organization. That's pretty much a summary of the operation.
And John, continuing to drill down on the responsibilities, talk to us a little bit about your role as CBP's Executive Director of Procurement. What are your official responsibilities, and how do you support the mission of CBP?
While it doesn't sound official, my belief that my primary role is a facilitator to the employees, customers, and the commercial business partners that are all involved in the procurement area and supporting the mission of Customs and Border Protection. I'm responsible for managing the spend that supports our organization as efficiently, effectively as possible, and representing our American taxpayer in being prudent in the way that I spend their dollars, yet being effective in supporting the mission of the organization. With that said, I'd like to emphasize that this is the operating principles for all of the heads of contracting activity in the Department of Homeland Security components. We all have that focus, and we all have that function. As a senior procurement professional, I'm very familiar with CBP's mission, and I understand the challenges that my customers face, and it makes my organization better in terms of standing up the support that they need to be successful in their operations. As a strategic leader, my goal is to fully integrate the procurement process with a customer environment that delivers the required results while complying with law, regulation, and ensuring the prudent expenditure of taxpayer monies. The point there is my goal is to continuously make our process, which at times can be viewed as a bureaucratic process, transparent to my customers so that they don't see the things that aren't really pertinent to them getting the goods and services that they need.
Now, John, I understand that you have some 30 years with the U.S. federal government. Tell me a little bit about your career path and how'd you get started?
Started very early in my life. I've got 34 years as a federal employee. Pretty much all of my 34 years have been in the procurement or acquisition environments. I actually started as a summer hire when I was in college. I worked for the Department of the Army. When I got out of school, I became an Army intern in a contracting shop, and I stayed in that contracting shop at the Pentagon for 15 years.
It's a long summer.
It was a long summer. It was an incredible place to learn procurement. It was an incredible mission supporting the Department of Defense. After that, I moved on to the Internal Revenue Service, which was a very different environment, where I was started off as a branch chief, basically my first significant supervisory experience. I was promoted later to division director and then deputy head of contracting activity, and I was there for 12 years. Mostly engaged in the information technology acquisition business, which, while it might sound kind of mundane, it is a very exciting field because it's very competitive, and the technologies that we use and that we were acquiring are very important, especially in the tax collection business. Now I'm at CBP as the head of contracting activity, and I've been there for 5 years, and I'm absolutely thrilled in this position and very much challenged and excited every day that I come to work.
So, John, as you reflect back on the 15 years with the Army and the 12 years over at IRS, how have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role and perhaps have shaped your management approach and your leadership style over the years?
I want to start off at the very beginning. I'm an Army brat. My dad was an Army officer. My grandfather was an Army officer. My father was very much loved by his troops, and I watched him, and I tried to emulate a lot about him that I saw as driving his success. And his success was in genuinely caring about his people, and they in turn delivered for him. He saw himself as facilitator to the success of others, and I try to emulate that style. When I first started working in procurement, I learned the business first, and I always worked with the goal of balancing the customer's needs along with properly managing taxpayer dollars. During my career, I worked with a wide range of managers and executives, and I tried to develop my style as a combination of what I saw as the best in both. During the latter part of my federal career, I spent lots of time with people who were experts in continuous improvement, and above and beyond the procurement field, I started getting into the concept of continuous process improvement. I'm not the most organized person in the world, but I do recognize the value that predictable processes and proven processes being embedded in organizations, and I try to capture that through a process improvement program. So I've worked with process improvement experts that have helped me get in place documented, repeatable processes that make my organization extremely efficient and effective.
What is CBP's Acquisition Improvement Initiative? We will ask John Ely, Executive Director of Procurement at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.